Ira Glass, the host of This American Life, is coming to Charlotte Saturday. His show is known for its powerful emotional content and distinct narrative storytelling. He's bringing his radio show to the Belk Theater stage with a twist. Glass spoke to WFAE's Sarah D'Elia. We'll call this three acts, two radio people, and one interview.
When I first heard I was going to get to interview Ira Glass, there was only one way to do it in my mind. First, there'd have to be some music. Second, it would be divided into different acts, as his show so often is.
Is this how it's going to go on the radio? Like, you're going to announce each chapter? Because I like this.
I mean, that might be what I'm thinking, yeah.
Wait, and are you going to include this whole conversation about it? Because I think that would be classier. Do you want me to introduce the act?
Yeah, I do. Could you?
Okay, so why don't we just call this Act One, the dance show.
So my first question for you is about three acts, two dancers, and one radio host. You've said that this is something that's not supposed to work together, dancers, radio, and a live event. So how did it all come about?
It all came about because I saw this dance troupe, and I saw them perform in New York City, and I had this feeling that I hadn't had ever at a dance show, which is I thought the feeling that they had in their performance was exactly the feeling that I'm trying to create on the radio each week. They were out to entertain. It was super accessible. They were really funny. It was emotional. It felt very new. And I just thought, like the feeling that I'm getting from this is the feeling I hope people get when they listen to our show. And then we set out to try to invent something combining what they do and what I do.
Is there something that dance can do for a radio story that a radio story needs help with? What does it add?
Well, obviously, I believe that a radio story needs no help ever in any way. So I take huge offense at the question, in fact, Sarah.
Great.
I think what dance can do, like what the visuals do, is what music does when we do a story on the radio show. That by having music underneath something, you can add a layer of meaning and emotion to a story. So Act Two, the state of public radio.
What do you think is missing in public radio right now?
Oh, wow. I'm a pretty satisfied public radio listener. Like, I get my news from public radio, and I feel like the big network news shows are doing a great job, as they have for decades now, in, like, delivering news and analysis in an amazing, timely way with thoughtful coverage. But I think that, you know, like, if I were to point to something that isn't happening, I feel like one of the things that public radio has always been terrible at, just to say, is innovation. And innovation is part of the mission of public broadcasting. And I think that there are people trying to invent stuff, but now they've all gone to podcasting because it's so much easier to get a podcast started than it is to get a radio show onto enough radio stations to make it economically viable.
Well, This American Life has the public radio sound and feel, but you're now on Pandora and you self-distribute. Are you still in the public radio family, or are you kind of creating a new sort of entity?
Well, I think you're saying this because there was a big fight between me and a program director in public when This American Life went onto Pandora. There was a station in Indiana, WBAA, that was going to pull us off the air because they felt like, well, this isn't really public radio anymore if you're on Pandora. And then we kind of argued about it in public, and other people weighed in, and then they decided not to take us off the air. And I feel squarely we are still part of public radio. Yes, we're in 500 public radio stations. 2.2 million people hear us on public radio. Like, the thing that we're making is a public radio show with the values of public radio. And the only thing that distributing on Pandora or distributing our show as a podcast, like, all that does is bring in money that we plow into the show so we can afford things like sending 5 reporters to Greece. Like, that's a show that's probably going to cost us, you know, before you even count staff costs, probably $70,000 or $80,000.
Well, we've reached the final act.
Is this the one where we make people cry? Traditionally, that's what we go for.
Well, I guess that will depend on some of your answers. But this is the random act. Oh, yeah. Let me let you introduce it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Act Three, the random act. Is it like random acts of kindness or just the random act? It's just the random questions.
They're random questions that I have always wanted to ask you.
That's
and
great.
So I decided that, hey, I'm going to do that. What scared you the most when you were starting This American Life?
I mean, like, the whole thing scared me. Like, I don't know. Like, every part of it was hard. We didn't have money. We were totally inexperienced at it. Nobody wanted the show, really. So we had to, like, go out and talk stations into picking it up. Like every part of it just seemed very intimidating. That said, it seemed like, oh, it'll be fun. Let's make a show.
Does anything surprise you at this point?
You mean in the stories?
Yeah, like doing this. I mean, I feel like each show is so different, but there's the narrative, there's the structure, but just interviewing people, I mean, do people surprise you anymore? Or do you feel like you can just read people more like a book than maybe when you were first starting out?
I mean, fewer things definitely surprise me. That's true. Like it's a problem in the job. You know, like when we go look at pitches, like we've done so many stories, it's harder to feel that same amazement. But things definitely still surprise me. And things definitely still, like, get me excited, like, to get on the radio. I mean, this is kind of personal, but, like, I can tell when I really am excited about a show and feel like we did a nice job because I'll spend all weekend, like, checking Twitter to see what people are saying about the show.
I have one last question for you. I wanted it to be more eloquent than it's probably going to be. It's kind of standard last question for an interview, but I'm still curious, so I'm still going to ask
you.
This
is such a good lead-up, and I hope you keep this on the air. Yes, what is it?
What is your hope for the future, not just for This American Life, but for you personally?
For me personally?
Yeah.
I'm doing stuff that I like. So I feel like if it just continues like this, that would be lovely. Like, I don't need it to change very much. The radio show continues to be, like, interesting and hard to make and exciting to make. And then, you know, and then we do these other projects. Then I get to do these other projects, like tour with the dance show, which is, like, this really lovely thing that I feel like is super special. The one thing I would want to be different would enjoy working a little less. But that said, like, I feel like I'm not complaining.
Could you do a This American Life sign off for me?
What does that mean, a This American Life sign off?
Like, I'm Ira Glass.
Back next week? Well, I won't be back next week. I could say that.
Yeah, that would be great.
So I'm Ira Glass with Sarah D'Elia. I will not be back next week or even tomorrow with more stories on this program.